Imagine living in a village where the water is so polluted, it actually smells horribly. It burns your nostrils. It's a smell you can't escape. That's because the water is full of raw waste. It's undrinkable, it's unswimmable, and it's unacceptable. This is the reality for villagers in Dhaka, Bangladesh. There's no legal recourse for pollution, no government protection for the people, and seemingly no choice but to live with it. So what do? Who do they call? They call Sharif Jamil, the Buriganga River Keeper. They call Sharif because he comes right away. He's not afraid, even though he could be run off the road, kidnapped, or even killed on his way there. It's risky to take on an industry in a rapidly developing nation. But Sharif knows how to fight and who to fight. He does it every day. Sharif halts the construction of coal-fired power plants. He forms protests that make front-page news, meets with government ministers and members of parliament. He wears everyone down, even if it means his life. Sharif doesn't give up because he loves his country and he loves his river.